Every so often, I invite a guest to join me for a meeting at the downtown Rotary Club. I'll be looking at my bulletin and kind of going ahead, and I'll recognize that there's a program that might be of special interest to somebody. Oh, so-and-so would love to know about this. So-and-so would like to be a part of this. And I'll invite them to come and be my guest at the meeting. And when we arrive, I sign them in as my guest, and I give them they get a sticker that says they're my guest, and they'll be introduced as my guest. And I'll be responsible for them, for the cost of their meal, for whatever. Here's the thing about it. They can only come as a guest. You can't walk in all by yourself. And once you come as a guest, the only thing you can do is receive what has been provided for you. You can't say, I'll provide my own meal. You can't say, I'll take care of myself. You can't say anything except, thank you for inviting me to come. It's exciting to be able to do that from time to time, because over the years, a lot of people have done the same thing for me. Over the years, there are places I've been allowed to visit, there are meals I've been permitted to enjoy, there are activities I've been allowed to participate in, because somebody else could provide for me what I could never claim for myself. That's just a tiny imitation of what the Lord's Supper is all about. When you come to the Lord's Supper, you come to that place where you can't bring yourself. You have to be called. You have to be invited. Not by members of this church, not by the people sitting around you, but by the Lord Jesus himself. This morning, in a little while, you'll be invited to come to the table of the Lord. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have given your life to him, you're invited to be a part of what we're going to be doing this morning. But know this, you can't participate because you deserve to. You haven't earned the right to eat the bread. Nothing about your life qualifies you to take of the cup. There's only one way you can receive communion. Someone qualified has to invite you. And Romans 8 reminds us there's only one person who is qualified. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You come in his name. Here's how Paul describes it. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We come to the table through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's our big little word for today. We come through Christ. Let me remind you about what that means. The Bible says through Christ God's approval is given. If God is for us, then who can be against us? Don't miss the incredible truth of this little passage. What does it say? God is for you. God is for you. He's putting his favor upon you. He is glad to invite you. God is for you. Isn't that an exciting thing to know, that the Lord Almighty wants you to have a place at his table? That statement is amazing all by itself. When you hear someone say, God is for you, you think, wow, to think that the Lord even knows who I am, much less that he invites me to be a part of the Lord's Supper, the table. But it's even more overwhelming when you realize that Paul wrote that in Romans chapter 8 after he had just spent all of Romans 7 talking about his struggles with temptation and with sin, with standing and falling and the struggle of being obedient to the Lord. Paul knew he did not deserve the mercy that only Christ could give him. It was a free gift. The same thing is true of you and me. The truth is, if we got what we deserved, then the Lord would turn us away. He would turn all of us away. And He would tell us that there's no way in the world we should be part of this holy observance that we'll be part of. The most sacred thing we do together as a church. If you got what you deserved, the Lord would say, there's not a place for you here. And you would hang your head and you would probably be embarrassed that He singled you out and told you that you didn't deserve to come, except everybody else is going to be having their heads hang down as well. And nobody deserves to be there. At the very best, you would think God would hesitate and maybe grudgingly accept people like you and like me, because we've messed up so much and we failed Him so many times. Instead, He invites us to remember His body and His blood. And the Bible says we are invited. The table is spread, and there's a place for you. God is for you through Christ. And Paul says, through Christ, the price has been paid. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Jesus was the one who satisfied the price. It wasn't that God said, oh, you come on, we'll overlook it. We won't even think about the things you've done wrong. Instead, Jesus stepped in and took your judgment and accepted your punishment and paid your price. When your attention is drawn to what is on the tray that will be passed your way, what's found in the cup that you will share, you should understand it is so much more than bread and juice. We have to remember these are the symbols of a broken body and spilled blood and perfect sacrifice. He paid the price on your behalf. His sacrifice covers the cost of your sin. The Lord's Supper should bring you heart, soul, and mind to the cross. Paul asks some compelling questions and provides some amazing answers that we need to remember. He says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? And he answers, it is God who justifies. He asks, who is he who condemns? And he answers, it is Christ who died, and furthermore is risen, and who is even now at the right hand of God. And then that incredible question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And the answer echoes down the ages. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Through Him who loved us. Through Christ, we experience the power and the love of the Lord. Nothing we do is more sacred than sharing the Lord's Supper. This is holy ground, because it is a symbol of God's love, because it is a reminder of Christ's sacrifice. And most of all, because it reminds us that the grace and the mercy of the cross will see you all the way home. Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so it's my privilege this morning to invite all who have trusted Christ to share in the Lord's Supper. Come to the table. Come through the Savior. Come to the table of the Lord. Let me invite our deacons to join us now here at the front. Hear this, because we come through Christ. For you to be freed from eternal death, Christ had to die. You must only believe. For you to be brought near to God, Christ had to be separated. You must only believe. For you to be pardoned for sin, Christ had to be condemned. You must only believe. Christ purchased your redemption with his blood. You receive it with belief. God required his son to suffer. He requires you to trust in that suffering. You rebelled. Christ suffered. It was for the remission of your sins. Come to the table through Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you. Let's bow together and pray. Father, we thank you that this morning we take together the bread, reminding ourselves that it is a symbol of the broken body offered on our behalf through Christ our Lord. And as we receive the bread and as we share it together, help us to remember that through Christ our sins are forgiven. Through Christ, we who are broken are made whole. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat in remembrance of me."
Paul tells us that in the same manner, after sharing the bread, that they shared the cup together in that upper room. We understand that in Christ Jesus, we have all the promises fulfilled, as Scripture says, that all the promises in Christ are yes. And we, because of what Christ has done, have become heirs of the promise, partakers of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. This cup reminds us of the sacrifice that Jesus made so that we might be able to enter freely into this covenant of grace through Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me as we come to this time to share the cup? Father, we are so grateful that you did not hesitate, Father, but willingly gave yourself for our salvation, that, Father, you shed your blood that we might have life and life abundantly. And that, Father, in you we know that we have access to the Father, that we have, Father, the free grace by which we are able to call you Abba, Father, and that you call us your children. Father, it is a wonderful, marvelous grace that we say, "Behold what manner of love the Father has shown to us that we should be called the children of God." Remind us of this again and again, Father, and especially in this moment, as we partake of this cup. In Jesus' name, amen. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. It's been a very special time in God's house today. And we close this service with a hymn, a special hymn, a hymn of invitation. It may be that you're here today and you felt like it wasn't yours to partake of the Lord's Supper because you've never truly trusted the one who spilled his blood and gave his body for you. Before you leave today, you should settle that. You should make your relationship with Christ strong. Trust him as your personal Savior and know eternal life. Or maybe you're here today and you're recognizing, you know, I need to be part of a body of Christ that gathers like we have gathered today. And I need my membership to be right here at First Baptist Church. And maybe as we sing our invitation hymn, this is your day to come and become a part of a wonderful fellowship of folks who love the Lord and who will love you. Maybe there's another decision. We'll stand and we'll sing our closing hymn, our hymn of invitation. If you need to come, you come. Let's stand together.